Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. As always, thank you for being here today. If you're brand new to these, our goal is every single Monday through Friday to take some bite-sized truth and give it in such a way that hopefully it'll offer encouragement and help as you launch into your day. I know many of you have been listening for a while. We've got well over 1,000 people that listen to these every single day. If you're part of that crew, thank you so much for making this part of your daily routine. We really believe that what you do daily has an impact over time, and we're grateful you'd subscribe to these and that you'd share these. Our hope is to encourage as many people as possible. Well, I'm always out there reading, and I read a devotional recently that struck a chord with me because it honestly is a lesson I've been learning these past couple of years as a leader, as a point leader. And here's the lesson: that God doesn't just use our gifts to fulfill whatever he's called us to do, but he often uses our limitations. A week or two ago, I posted on my blog over at yourbetterstory.com a recommendation for a book called Leading with a Limp. And that's really the premise of that book, is that oftentimes people may respect us for our accomplishments, but they'll actually connect with us through our weaknesses, our limitations, our limp. And one of the people we see this happen for is actually in the Old Testament. It's Esther. Esther had a lot of limitations against her, and I don't know if you've read the story, if you know the story, but there was a role she was meant to fulfill. But there's a lot of setbacks for her. She was an orphan that was adopted. She was a minority. In other words, she was a Jew living in a Persian country, and she was a single woman. And she was a single woman in a male-dominated society, which gave her literally no rights in her day. And yet God used all of those things to help fulfill her. So that's really the question today I want you to begin to wrestle with as you launch into your day. Sometimes those things that feel like setbacks, sometimes those things that feel disastrous in our lives are actually setups for something bigger in our life. Esther could have said, well, if only I'd been chosen, if only I had a better education, if only I was more like somebody else. And that's what a lot of us do. We live a life of resentment, always comparing ourselves to somebody else, thinking, well, it must be nice to be them. The danger with that is that kind of attitude will short circuit what God wants to do in your life. And you cannot live out the destiny God's called you to do when you're thinking that way. We have to begin to believe that those unpleasant things that we face, and we all face them, those things that feel like setbacks are often God-ordained opportunities where he's inviting us to make a difference. It's hard to see that in the moment. It's hard to see that when you're feeling the pain. It's hard to see that when you're off track. But I'm telling you, God will use those as setups in your life. Another great example of this is Job. He was the wealthiest man in the world, and then God allowed everything to be taken from him. And when I mean everything, his health, his wealth, his family. And then Job started questioning God, and instead of answering, God was silent. Job says in Job 23, he says, I do not see him in the north, for he's hidden. I look to the south, but he's concealed. But he knows where I'm going. Once he has made his decision, who can change his mind? Whatever he wants to do, he does. So he will do to me whatever he has planned. He controls my destiny. Obviously, I don't need to tell you this. We're living in uncertain times. And maybe we can't figure everything out, but I know that God knows it all. God's got it all figured out. So whether it's pleasure or pain, whether it feels like an opportunity or an obstacle, whether it feels like a setup or a setback, God, I'm telling you, he can use it all. Here's what it says about Esther in Esther 2, verse 17. Even though she had limitations around her, even though she was a leader with a limp, it says the king was attracted to her more than any of the other women, and she won his favor and approval. So he set a royal crown on her head and made her queen. She was able to fulfill her destiny. And that's my prayer for you today. Don't let those setbacks cause you to get too discouraged. God might be setting you up for what's next, and I'm guaranteeing you, it could be even better than you imagine. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.